The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
800-515-1771.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Kroah Show. Turn to the Don Kroah Show. Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the show, the Don Kroah Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. In a recent column at townhall.com titled Opening Up America, my guest this hour observed that when we compare the number of people who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and have recovered from it, compare that with the number who've died from the disease, he says it may well be that fear is the greater threat. Cal Thomas, veteran journalist, as many of you know, a leading voice of reason in cultural and political spheres. As a matter of fact, in all mediums, radio, television, print, for years, well over three decades and counting. And he has written very concisely, very cogently through the years. I used to look forward to reading him when I was up in Maine long before I got here to this station. And the 23 years now and counting that we've been here, we've always had it counted a privilege to have him on the show. I want to mention he has written over a dozen books. We talked about one a while back, What Works, Common Sense Solutions for a Stronger America, and his latest work, must read, I would argue, America's Expiration Date, The Fall of Empires and Superpowers, and the Future of the United States. Cal, my friend, always an honor to welcome you on the show.
Well, thank you, Don. Nice to be with you, as always.
I understand that you and your wife are finding ways to deal with this COVID crisis yourself. You talked about that in the column. But more to the point, when I read your column, I immediately thought, as I'm sure others have, of FDR's remark, the greatest thing we have, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. So talk about why I think you have a very legitimate point here.
Well, Don, I think that, we're getting double messages. We're told to stay home, and then we're told if we do go out to wear masks, make sure we wash our hands, don't shake hands with anybody, stay 6 feet apart. So my argument is, well, if you can do that when you go out, why can't you go to a restaurant and maintain, social distance and the rest? I'm in Florida, living in Florida at the moment. Governor DeSantis said today that as of Monday, they're opening up restaurants, among other businesses, with, I think, up to 50% capacity and tables 6 feet away and all kinds of hand sanitizers and masks on the wait staff and all the rest. We can't live you would live underground. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, remember during the Cold War, there was all kinds of fear about Geiger counters, if there was a nuclear attack, mm-hmm. and how many years we'd have to stay in some kind of a lead underground room before we could come out again. We're killing ourselves. This is, as the president has said, and he's right, this has been the greatest economy the world has ever known. Employment figures across all demographics were wonderful. Wages were going up, and then we've done this to ourselves. Frankly, I think we overreacted.
What are some of the biggest concerns long term with what you've just said? There are no doubt many excellent businesses that will never see the light of day again, right?
That's right. And employees, particularly those who are Hispanic and Black, who work in restaurants and who are just starting, many of them, to be able to fend for themselves and be independent of government and have a hope for themselves in a future. My wife owns a restaurant. It's been shut down since early March, like so many others. And a lot of those people are on unemployment. But there are a lot of restaurants and other businesses that may not be able to come back, and employees who may not have jobs once these restrictions are lifted. I mean, there are all kinds of viruses for which there is no vaccine. You take a look at HIV. We still don't have a vaccine for that. Influenza. Every year we're told to get shots to protect against influenza, except there are several strains of influenza, and you can get immunized against one strain and still catch another. Even Dr. Fauci said the other day that there's no guarantee that a vaccine, if discovered, is going to work. So that means we're going through all of this stuff with no hope that something's going to protect us. So you got to get on living, Don. I mean, there are all kinds of threats out there. You could be hit by a truck. You could be struck by lightning and all these other things. I'm not a conspiratist, Don, but I'm very, very suspicious that this happens right now, right in the middle of the election season. And I think there needs to be a top-to-bottom investigation when this thing is over to find out why it's happened.
I couldn't agree with you more. And in fact, one of my questions I wanted to ask you was just that. How concerned are you, or should we all be, over what I see as the really heavy-handed actions of some of our state's governors, some mayors, and most, if not all of them, interestingly, Democrat, in terms of coming down so hard on our freedoms regarding schools, businesses, and also, of course, our places of worship, our churches
Yes.
and synagogues?
Yeah, somebody made a point the other day. I thought it was great. How come places like Home Depot and Lowe's can remain open, but churches are supposed to remain shut? A very good question. Let me refer to you to a wonderful column on Wednesday in the Wall Street Journal by Holman Jenkins. At the end of the column, in which he's praising Elon Musk of Tesla for challenging the government of the state of California, successfully, by the way, because they've let him reopen now. Here's what Holman Jenkins says in the last paragraph of his column on Wednesday. Our country and our Constitution are finished if the most sweeping authoritarian and undemocratic restrictions on individual liberty ever contemplated are not subjected to legal challenge and accountability. Amen to that.
Amen to that twice. Final question. How confident are you of the advice and counsel of Dr. Anthony Fauci himself and also other members of the task force and others who've really come at it from strictly a model's position, I guess, a perspective, yeah. What I'm trying to say. You know, they're experts in those areas, but they're not economists. And what do you think of that advice that we're being given in that regard?
Well, look, I don't doubt the sincerity of Dr. Fauci, and I certainly don't criticize his experience and expertise. But science is not unilateral. There are many scientists who have different views of the same subject. And I think the president is right to listen to other voices. I don't think that one person should have complete control over this subject. I noticed that almost any time there is something positive that happens, Dr. Fauci is out there pouring cold water on it. This is a nation that was built on hope and vision and hard work and optimism. And all we're getting now is the reverse of these things. And it's depressing. You find a lot more people now who are turning to drugs and alcohol. Suicides are up. I mean, we cannot go on like this. We've got to break out. We've got to get back to work. We've got to get the schools open. We can take precautions, obviously, but we can't live like hermits or America will cease to exist.
Well said. Thank you, my friend. As always, great to talk with you.
Thanks, Don.
Cal Thomas, read his column. There's much more to the column than we had time to cover. He's got a great quote at the end of the column by Ted Nugent. Just outstanding. Townhall.com, Opening Up America. Cal Thomas is the author of that. Great journalist, as you know. His latest book, America's Expiration Date. Fall of Empires and Superpowers. His website, his name, calthomas.com, and follow him at Twitter at Cal Thomas.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When Lao police destroyed a building being used as a house church, they thought they were eliminating their, quote, Christian problem, but they didn't know that the church is not a building, it's the people. In the year following the building's destruction, so many people have come to Christ that there's no longer enough room in the church's current location. They're having to add on to the existing building to accommodate all the growth. Praise God for continuing to advance His church even in the face of persecution. And pray for this congregation that God will provide a new building to accommodate their growing numbers.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them suffer alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
We've been encouraging you to make a point to see the number one box office documentary of 2019, No Safe Spaces. I really hope if you haven't done it already, you will. You and your family will benefit greatly from it. It has to do with what's happening in our college and university campuses all across the country these days. As really, seriously, folks, our First Amendment right to free speech is under assault and attack as never before. As a matter of fact, it's been, I think, properly described as one of the most important documents that you need to see today. A very sobering reminder that no matter who you are these days, if you say anything that the radical left doesn't like, social media, work, wherever you are, place of worship even, they'll make efforts to shut you down. As we've been telling you, the film features Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, several others as well, from the right and the left, who agree on at least this vital point: America really has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share your ideas. Now, you can get your copy at nosavespaces.com, but be sure you use the discount code SAVE25 to save 25% on the price of the film. That's nosavespaces.com, discount code SAVE25. This Saturday, May 16th, 8:45 p.m. in all American time zones, another exciting opportunity available free of charge for, as it's been put, lockdown-weary American families. Trail Life USA hosting another of its backyard movie nights and campouts with, I believe, some 12,000 self-isolating families expected to participate. You can as well. We're going to tell you how to do that. But more to the point, want the gentleman who created this force to give us his firsthand endorsement and encouragement. Mark Hancock is CEO of Trail Life, author of several books, including Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? Let Boys Be Boys. That's a free download at traillifeusa.com. Also, another free download is Five Critical Needs for Boys. And he brings a lot to the table in terms of our young people and children. And Mark, thank you for joining me once again.
Don, it's a pleasure to be with you again. God bless you.
Talk about this exciting live stream event, backyard movie night and campout. And I do understand folks don't have to watch it in the backyard, right?
Yeah, this is an idea that came from the field. You know, our troops can be really resourceful as an outdoor organization for boys and young men. They figured out how to stay connected and how to enjoy the outdoors. So they were camping in their backyards, and they said, can we invite all of America to join us? And we did that last month with the first national backyard campout. Had over 6,000 families participate. And we decided to do the backyard movie campout this Saturday night, and we paired up with Revelation Media, and we're showing The Pilgrim's Progress for free. And you can get the information at traillifeusa.com /backyard. And you can sign up and you can watch that movie. You know, you can do it inside in your living room. Like you said, you can make a blanket fort or something. The idea, Don, is that during these times, we can create opportunities for our families to enjoy our time together rather than live under the stress and fear. You know, what if our kids, after this time, don't walk away from this time saying, wow, that was a terrible time of shortages and unemployment and fear and the unknown. But they walk away saying, hey, that's when our family watched that movie in the backyard, or that's when we made the fort in the living room and had a great time. So we're hoping all your listeners will join us.
Now, as I understand it, you have some wonderful talent part of the evening. Everybody that I know that I've ever mentioned their names to absolutely brightens when you mention the names of Keith and Kristen Getty. They're going to be part of the evening?
Yeah, they're amazing people. And this is the interesting thing. Kristen is the voice of the narrator in the film, The Pilgrim's Progress. And Keith's song, of course, In Christ Alone, that we all know, the modern hymn, is the anthem for Trail Life USA. In 2013, at our inaugural convention, 1,100 men gathered in 44 states. And that's the first thing that we all did together was sang that song, In Christ Alone. And so here we are 6 years later in this movie event with Kristen Getty being the voice and the narrator, and Keith and Kristen joining us for a pre-show to sing for all of us from their living room, In Christ Alone.
As I understand it, David Benham, a well-known author, is going to be kind of emceeing the event. What can you tell us about him for folks who may not know a whole lot about him?
Well, David and his brother, of course, they had the HGTV show years ago, and for their Christian conservative beliefs, they were tossed off the air. And so they've become popular speakers and authors writing about the challenges of being in this culture and being, having strong convictions in this culture. And so they've been great role models for the boys in Trail Life USA, and they love Trail Life. They love what we stand for, the character, leadership, and adventure, principles that we put forth and the Christ-centered focus that we have. So we're just good friends with them, and they also had an association with Revelation Media, and they said, you know, we want to get involved in this too. So David's hosting it, so if you tune in at 8:45, there's a pre-show. David will be on it. That's when we hear from the Gettys. We'll have a couple other guests on there. I'll say a few words to everybody, and then we'll launch right into the movie.
What are you getting for feedback in a more general sense? Because I didn't mention it at the outset, but you do have a rich and considerable experience in terms of family life. You were a youth and college pastor, associate pastor, a homeless ministry director, global event director. You have two masters in mental health counseling. You're available, I understand, as well, to give advice to parents as to how to deal with this whole shutdown that we're all experiencing. And as you know, I'm sure a lot of families are at the point of saying, I'm so tired of my kids bouncing off the walls and saying, why can't I go out? Why can't I do this? So two questions, I guess, in that regard. What are you hearing from families as a minister and as a ministry? And two, what do you suggest for parents beyond what we're talking about for Saturday night? How are some ways they can creatively kind of lessen the pressure on the family?
Oh, that's a great question. I love talking about that. We've been talking with troops about that, and then also some articles that we've written have gone out to the general public also. But, you know, we as parents during this time, you know, there's nothing that we can do, or there's not a lot we can do to protect our children from every difficulty that they're going to face. But we can live our lives as people of faith in such a way that we can show them how to live during those times of difficulty. And so this COVID situation has given us the opportunity as parents to show our kids how to live in times of difficulty, how to live as people of faith, how to walk above the ordinary, how to show that our confidence is in a wonderful God who has a plan. So we're encouraging parents to make sure they take the time to talk with their kids. You know, some of the language we're using today, you know, who knew 6 months ago the expression social distancing? Or, you know, I've used the word quarantine more times in the last 60 days than probably in the 10 years prior. You know, there's all this new language that we're using. Well, kids don't understand that. We have to take time to talk with our sons and talk with our daughters to make sure that they understand the language and that they understand social distancing. This is why we're doing this. And so these concepts and these words don't bring anxiety to them. We need to model for them walking through in peace. If we're checking the news more than four times a day and for more than 20 minutes, we're probably on there too much, and we're just hearing the same thing over and over again. So we don't want to model for our kids that you check out and you just check into a constant message of the same thing over and over again. We go on with our lives. We live our lives. We enjoy the people that we live with and that we're related to. And I'm seeing wonderful things happen. I had family tell us that they finished a dinner the other night around the dinner table, which, first of all, they hadn't done in so long because of soccer practice and dance practice and everything else. They ate dinner together, and then they sat at the table, Don, for 45 minutes and just talked. And they said that was revolutionary for them. And they're hoping that when we get back to whatever normal looks like, that they'll be able to maintain those sorts of habits. So it's a great time to develop sort of traditions for our families when we don't have the types of distractions that we have in the past. So we're encouraging families to this is the time to institute your family game night. This is the time to sit around the dinner table and talk about, come up with a question around the table. What was the most important thing that happened to you today? Tell me the thing that so-and-so in the family has done that's been the most helpful for you that you've seen. You know, those sorts of questions, just to have discussions around dinner tables, to institute family game night, like I said, to do things together as a family, to participate in things like a backyard campout. I mean, we've got some kids who, it was about 30 days ago when we did the first national backyard campout. They're still camping outside, Don. These kids are still in their tents outside because they're just enjoying it out there. So we introduce these new traditions so that the memories that we walk away from are different from those of high anxiety and the unknown and fear. But they end up being memories and new ways that we work together and we get along as families. It's a great opportunity.
The Trail Life USA, of course, itself is the response to the Boy Scouts or the counterpart to it for folks who want a thoroughly Christian, thoroughly biblical program for their children, their young people, their young men. Am I right?
Yeah, that's sort of our beginnings. Is about 300 volunteers across the USA when the Boy Scouts started to indicate that they were going to be departing from some of their traditional values. People knew that there needed to be an alternative for people who valued a Christ-centered focus. And so Trail Life USA was born from those 300 volunteers and grassroots campaign. Our first event that I mentioned earlier was in 2013. 1,100 men came from 44 states, met in Nashville. And then 3 months later, we had our our launch with 10,000 members on the first day. Now we have over 30,000 members working out of 830 churches in all 50 states.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for the great work that you are doing, you and your staff. We're looking forward to Saturday night. I'll mention the details again in a moment, but thank you, my friend, for being with us for these few moments.
Thank you, Don. I want to encourage you in what you're doing. You're making a difference, so thank you.
Thank you. Mark Hancock, CEO, founder of Trail Life USA. And I'll give you two websites. One, if you're interested in the scouting program, if you will, the Trail Life USA program, just that website itself, traillifeusa.com. But the other one, to get the free access to the Saturday night event that starts at 8:45 p.m., is traillifeusa.com and then /backyard. That's traillifeusa.com/backyard. And the entire event is free of charge. Check it out.
Most of us wanted to say Jesus three times, get saved, click our heels, and all our problems go away. But that's not the way it is in Scripture. Evening comes before morning. Darkness comes before the sunrise. And the challenge is, we didn't just meet the God of, three or four scriptures and some Christianity born in some strange place. We've begun to worship the God of the Bible. And when you worship the God of the book, things go according to the book. In this book, darkness is an indication that morning's on the way. When you look at the book, you know that darkness was over the face of the earth. Then God said, let there be light. It started with darkness. So darkness is not an indication that God has failed you, forsaken you, that God doesn't love you or care for you. It's an indication that you're part of God's process. And if you hang in there, sunrise will come right on time.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Grace to You with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Have you been putting off opening your retirement account statements because you're afraid of what you might see? If you were caught in the recent correction, you know that watching your savings evaporate in the market is devastating. We're the Retirement Income Store, and our message is clear. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth, and reset your retirement for income using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book and a no-obligation call with an income specialist. 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
A lighthouse in an ocean storm. We're 105.1 FM, bringing hope and faith to the nation in the nation's capital.
This report is sponsored by Godiva. In the district, traffic is at a crawl as you travel outbound on the Suitland Parkway right between Stanton Road and Naylor Road. These slowdowns are due to high traffic volume and also because of a closure on Naylor Road. So if you can avoid that area altogether, be sure to do so. This will add an additional 20 minutes to your commute. Godiva has donated to hospitals and partnered with Tenet Healthcare Corporations and HCA Healthcare to donate over 600,000 pieces of chocolate to both hospital workers across the country. Sweet! I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
We'll have partly cloudy skies tonight, the low 65. Partly sunny tomorrow, breezy and warmer. Tomorrow's high 86. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in spots, the low 68. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Saturday with a shower or thunderstorm, the high 80. Cloudy skies Sunday with a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Sunday's high 76. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Sorry, Crow. Walked all over myself. I was so anxious to thank Passport Auto Group Stores for the incredible generosity that they express each month with our campaigns. And part of the reason we are now so near our goal with ALM, that is, of course, the great American Leprosy Mission Ministry, is because of their gift this month, $8,000. That matched the monies of others of you who were able to call in during that particular part of the show. 1,000 children being cured of leprosy is our goal. At this moment, thanks to your calls, your gifts, your generosity, and that of Passport, we've been able to provide a cure for 786 of those kids. And that leaves us a very doable, modest goal of just 214 more children. And I want to quickly say some thank yous. Cy in Hollywood, thank you, my friend. That gift of $25 helps. Ashley in Columbia, $90 for 3 children. Valeria in Silver Spring, $60 for 2 children. Constance in Woodbridge, more than enough for 3 children with a $100 gift. And Regina in Washington, D.C., a very generous gift of $300 for 10 children. That's how we're getting it done, folks. And as we move toward the last few minutes of the show today, I hope that you will catch that you really are making a difference with your gifts.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
So whatever we do, our interventions, either in the hospital in terms of cure or care, is basically to not only to cure the disease, to address the medical aspect of the disease, but also the social aspect, which eventually should result in the dignity and the quality of life of the person who has leprosy.
Well, that's such a critical issue, Scott, isn't it? The dignity of the individual life. We all, we know the meaning of self-respect, and we value it, and we need it, and so do these people, mm-hmm. but it's almost impossible once leprosy has taken its hold and done its damage, isn't it?
No, it really is. I mean, think about it this way. Leprosy steals almost everything that makes us human.
Yeah.
It steals our looks. It can steal our sight. It steals our ability to be connected to other people. It steals our touch. I mean, almost every sense that we have. And then it steals stuff on the inside, too. Our dignity is gone. Mm. When remember the Old Testament, certainly the biblical times, New Testament, too. If someone had leprosy, I mean, and they saw someone walking down the street, you know, a lot of people right now are walking their dogs and they're walking in their neighborhood. You're seeing people you haven't seen maybe ever. But imagine if you were a person with leprosy and you're walking down the street in front of the houses and you see somebody coming toward you and you're commanded to shout out unclean, unclean, unclean. 3 times, so that they can know to cross the street and be nowhere near you. That is the fate of people, even today.
Mm-hmm.
who have leprosy in other parts of the world. We don't think about it here, but just because it isn't happening here doesn't mean it isn't happening. And, you know, we're pretty myopic sometimes. And we mistake the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. And we think, you know, it didn't happen to me, so it's not that big a deal. But, you know, we have a taste right now of social distancing. We have a taste of all that, what it's like. And, you know, we kid around about it. Look, I kid around about it, right? Because I'm not a real social person. And so I kid around maybe and say, wow, finally the world is coming around to my way of thinking. You know, just spend time alone or with just a few people. You don't have to get out there and see everybody all the time. We kid around about it. But obviously, if that became your way of life, it's nothing funny about that. I mean, that is stealing the dignity. Our ability to be connected to other people, including and most importantly to the people that we are related to, the people that we love that are closest to us, to not be able to even be connected to them. See, that's one thing, you know, right now, social distancing. Just today, they had the flyover in Dallas. The Blue Angels flew over. And I tried to see it. I didn't see it. I heard it, but I didn't really see it. But I noticed a whole bunch of people were social distancing together, which sort of defeats the purpose of social distancing. But you know what? They were all in the family. There was all just families. Yeah. Imagine if you had to distance even from people in your family.
Yeah.
You really, really are alone. It's one thing to be alone with your best friends or alone with your family, and you're all watching the last few things on Netflix together. You know, that's different. This is not even that. This is being absolutely alone, like solitary confinement for the rest of your life. And so today you have a chance to rescue a child from that, rescue a parent from that, increase the chance, obviously, that they get introduced again to the land of hugs, where brothers and sisters can hug each other and grandmas and grandpas can hug their grandchildren and parents can spend time together, physically spend time with their kids. That's what you're doing today. You're bringing families back together. I mean, you're restoring dignity. The loss of dignity. I'm convinced that as important as it was to Jesus to cure leprosy, the disease, more important than that even was to restore them to dignity. What had been stolen from them was not just fingers and toes and hands and feet and maybe limbs and eyesight. That's not what was stolen from them. What was stolen from them ultimately was dignity. God created us with a dignity. And when you send the cure, when you deliver the cure for leprosy, you restore a person to the dignity that God intended. And you're also doing it in Jesus' name. I want to be clear. American Leprosy Missions, the missions part of ALM, is the most important thing. Because, you know, if we were able to deliver the cure for leprosy, but did not deliver the cure for that which truly ails all of us, for all of time, it would be meaningless. So deliver the cure, yes, it's good. But also the cure for that which ails all of us, and that is the separation from Christ and the need to be connected to Jesus first and foremost. So it really is. It's the greatest possible $30, $90, $3,000, $6,000, $20,000 you could spend today is to say, I'm going to be a part of this, man. I've heard about it before. I've talked about it. I've prayed about it. I've thought about it. And now it's time to do something about it. Making love a verb is what I like to say. We're going to make love a verb, not just a feeling that we have inside that results in nothing on the outside, but we're going to make love a verb today, that they might see our good deeds and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Today, when you call, toll-free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at wava.com.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
As I reflect on the current pandemic that's making its way through our country, I am reminded of Psalms 112, verse 6 and 7, which says, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord." The psalmist tells us to trust in the Lord because those who put their trust in God develops a heart that is steadfast. So when unexpected events and dreadful news like this coronavirus visits your neighborhood, the psalmist says, don't be shaken or gripped with fear, but rather be encouraged, be a witness and a light in the world. And above all else, use this opportunity to draw close to God. This is Pastor Tim Dates. It's your faith. Walk it out.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for three people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword heal.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
Medication, but there is also the love of Christ that is brought to them in a way that they can be able to see they belong.
800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980, WAVA.com online. Very easy for you to make a difference. I mean a world-changing difference. You know, hyperbole can get away from folks when we try to describe things, but it's not possible in this case. To be hyperbolic, if you will, to overstate the case. $30 can cure a child for a lifetime. Otherwise, that child faces nothing but despair and all the things that we've been talking about, separation from loved ones and family. And, you know, I'm sure many of you are hugging your kids more than ever if you're home right now because, well, they're right there with you. But imagine if you couldn't hug that boy or girl anymore. You couldn't draw them to yourself. You couldn't comfort them. Imagine what that would be like. It's very painful to even imagine. But this is the reality for these families and these children. And so many of them have already been devastated in terms of losing family members. Scott mentioned earlier a father who has to leave his family. And not only his family, Scott, but leave his job, leave everything. He now, and you mentioned something earlier that I know to be true as well,
that whereas in our culture it may not be that big a deal in terms of shame and so forth not to be able to provide for your family, it is major in these cultures. And often if you go to these cultures and find, you may say, well, where's the father? Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes he's left simply out of shame, mm-hmm. simply that he cannot work. He cannot mm-hmm. find work, even if he's healthy, can't find work. And therefore, in shame, he does what we would say doesn't make sense. But that's how great the dynamic of shame is in those cultures where they can't take care of their family anymore. And this is all part of what happens when leprosy takes a man out, so to speak.
You know, my mother is 80. Don't get me lying. My mother is 87, I think. I've not hugged my mom in probably 90 days or more. Imagine not hugging the people you love the most for like 2 years. Mm. I can imagine that. But, you know, we can't really even think about that. There's no way that could be true, that we would have to be that separated from people we love the most. We really have every reason to believe this is going to get fixed. Now, maybe that's an American thing. I have no idea. This idea that, you know, yeah, bad stuff happens, but it'll all work out. It may not be comfortable, and some people might really suffer. And obviously, some people die, and that's tragic for those people. But it's going to get fixed at some point, and we're going to get back to some semblance of normalcy. No one that has leprosy feels like that. Let me tell you, nobody that has leprosy feels like it's just a matter of time until it all gets fixed. They say, this is the beginning of the end. It would be better if I were dead. When you talk to a woman who's sitting outside her hut, she's crying, and she's frail, and her feet have obviously been ravaged by leprosy, and her hands are frozen in a claw-like state, and she says, I wish I were dead. It would be better if I were dead than to be like this. I can't go to the water pump. I can't spend time with my family. They've shunned me. I live in a barn with the animals, and there's no end in sight. Today, you're that end in sight. You're that light at the end of the tunnel. You're that miracle. You're that miracle. You're Jesus with skin on to them. When you call toll-free, 800-800. 979-1980, 800-979-1980. I've told you before, Don, that I'm the fishing uncle. And what that means is that the family gathering at the lake would mean that they would send all the grandkids down with Uncle Scott. Uncle Scott will fish with you. And so there were plenty of times I'd do that. I loved doing it, but it was a bit of a challenge sometimes. I had, I remember, you know, 8 kids under the age of 10 with me and me alone down there. Well, everybody else was having fun up at the cabin. And I remember one time my niece Julia got too close to the edge. It was a winter time. Got too close to the edge of the dock. And she's wearing a little puffy coat and has that fur along the hood. And she did get too close to the edge. And she did slip into the water. And that thing filled up with water. And wow. She dropped like a stone. And you know what? At that moment, I didn't think about it.
Yep.
I didn't pray about it. I didn't say, you know, at the end of the day, if any leftover energy, I'll come back and give her my leftovers. Mm. She was in trouble, and I was in a place to make a difference, and I reached out, and I grabbed her, and I pulled her out. That's the point of that story is not what I did.
Right.
The point of that story is that's what we're doing today. These children today are desperate, and we are in a position to make a difference. And so, you know, are we going to think about it? You going to pray about it? If you're going to pray about it, just pray about whether you want to do $90 or $300. That's what you pray about when you're calling the number. 800-979-1980. You're not praying about whether. You're praying about how much to give, that you might be a conduit through which those blessings flow to others. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or click on the banner online at WAVA.com.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form, and we'll add you to our business directory.
This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Everybody needs somebody in your life who cares enough to pick up a burden that's too heavy for you to handle.
But Dr. Tony Evans says in order to get help, we need to give help.
He can use you for somebody now, because somebody's going to need to be used for you later when your world collapses.
Practical wisdom for today from the life of the biblical prophet Elijah. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley.
Now, the Word of God is His written revelation of His message to mankind. And the primary way in which God speaks to us is through His Word. Well, how is He going to speak to us through His Word? Only if I am willing to spend time meditating upon the Word.
In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley, helping you grow in Christ every day.
Weekday mornings at 8:30 on WAVA.
Find Truth North on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
This week from Chuck Swindoll, a message on resolving conflicts within the family.
I've never known anyone who became better for holding on to bitterness. If I could get on my knees to convince you, I would plead with you to forgive or to seek the forgiveness of one you have injured.
Listen weekdays to Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll.
Weekdays at 2:30 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. on WAVA.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Most people don't know there's leprosy. They think it's an ancient disease that's stuck on the pages of the Bible. But the reality is that hundreds of thousands of people around the world get leprosy every year. Millions of people around the world are disabled some way for the rest of their lives because of this disease.
You know, in fact, leprosy presents early on, and it takes quite a amount of time to impact your fingers and your toes the way we've talked about. But because these villages are so remote, they never have any doctors going out there. I mean, they have years and years and years, and in fact, a whole lifetime, and never see a real doctor other than a what we would call probably a witch doctor, a tribal doctor. But the truth is, you can go years before you have these really bad symptoms. So when we can find it early, when you see those symptoms early of the patchiness on the skin, I mentioned before in a previous time on the radio, we talked about a patchiness. It's almost like we would call it blotchiness, but they call it patches. The dark-skinned person might have a lighter-skinned patches on their skin. When we can find that early, especially in children, can we reverse the curse. That can be reversed. And so then they'll never even have a sign they ever even had leprosy. So it's one thing to cure leprosy, and that's fantastic. But to be able to cure it, where we also can make sure they never show any signs they ever had it, That is really the penultimate. That's really what we want to do. And, of course, we do it all in Jesus' name. We deliver the gospel, the good news, the Bible, reading materials. The saving knowledge of Christ is the ultimate goal. But, boy, when you can cure a child of leprosy, you get everybody's attention in that village. And then they listen to everything you have to say, the more important stuff, too. 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
Family Life Today with Bob Lapine and David and Ann Wilson is heard weekdays at 7:30 a.m. on 105.1 FM WAVA.
WAVA. 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.